All right, Shabbos, say good morning. So we are picking up on the bottom of page Ches, still in the introduction of Siachim Hamalandim Ba'avos Havanim, a conversation with fathers and educators. So the Piagetina goes on. He says, remember again, yesterday he defined the word chinuch not simply as education, but defined the word chinuch essentially as the process through which we take innate potential energy and turn, or I should say, innate potential and actualize it. Find that koach that is within and activate it and allow it to come out. Aval Shlomo HaMelech, lo es tachlis achinuch bilvat hodianu. So remember, Shlomo HaMelech, he said, not only did he go ahead and give us the tachlis, what's the tachlis of chinuch? She tachliso lahavio al gam kiyaskin lo yosser mimenu. So remember again, Shlomo HaMelech tells us the goal. What's the goal of chinuch? The goal of chinuch is that whatever the values, the ideas, or I should say, the potential that I actualize within my child follows him or her even in their old age. Gam kiyaskin lo yosser mimenu. Even when they're old, they will not turn away from it. Rak, gamis haofen v'haemtzei eich lavoylev. Remember again, top of page test. Shlomo HaMelech also tells us how to be mechanich. How do I come to the process of chinuch? So how is that? Be'er lanu b'milim, chanuch l'nar al pi darko. Here Shlomo HaMelech says something amazing. He says, teach a child according to his way. Shezeh hu ha'ikar. So what I say is, oh, interesting. There are a number of different things that are unfolding and occurring within this pasuk. Now, yesterday we focused on creating a definition for chinuch. What does chinuch mean? Now the Mechaber says, ultimately, we see also the goal. The goal is gam kiyaskin lo yosser mimenu. That whatever I give my child, I don't want them just to live by it while they're under my roof and they have to, but rather, again, even when they get old, I want them to take it with them. Shlomo HaMelech says, so how do you do that? That's chanuch l'nar al pi darko. The idea over there is that I educate a child according to his way. What does this mean? Ki ha-mitzaveh v'hamargil bilvad. Because I will say, if somebody just simply instructs, mitzvah means to instruct or to command. Margil means to habituate. So someone who just is mechanech their child through tzivui, through commanding, and through habituating, einu tzarech litin liv el haben v'hatalmid, doesn't really have to pay all that much attention to the nature of the student. La'das as tivam v'sichlam v'chulei. You see, if you understand that chinuch is just about instruction and habituation, then the truth is the nature or the personality of the student doesn't make all that much difference. Because instruction is instruction. Habituation is habituation. I always say page test, the first paragraph there, just a couple of lines down. I love Raklat Savos. So he says, Gami no margish, chov biatzmo. Similarly again, if the goal is just instruction, the Rebbe, the teacher, the parent, doesn't really feel a need to go ahead and get to know each student or each child on their own. V'zehu hakol. So we'll say, again, if the process of chinuch is just about instruction or habituation, there is no need for the instructor, the teacher, to know the student. At the end of the day, all it is about a conveyance of rules, expectations, and drilling that home. Everything is dependent on the instructor. The nature, the qualities, the kohos of the student, to a certain degree, are irrelevant. Aval mechanich. But I'm going to keep saying it, which is, remember, these lessons, although it appears that the Mechaber is just talking about a teacher, an instructor, these lessons apply to us, of course, as parents, but also all of us are our own teachers. We're our own, you know, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that says, Asei Lecha Rav, which we normally translate as make for yourself a teacher, find a rabbi for yourself. You know, the Medrash Shmuel, the Medrash Shmuel comments on Shmuel Diozida, he says, it also means, asei lecha Rav. You have to be your own Rebbe also. In other words, that you have to take responsibility for growing yourself. The job of a Rebbe is to help facilitate growth in his Talmidim. So asir l'cha, Rav. You have to make yourself your own Rebbe also. You have to make yourself your own Mechanech also. You can't outsource your success to others. You have to take achrayis for it. So whatever we're learning over here about chinuch, of course we could apply to our children. If we have students, we could apply to our students. But also we apply to the education of ourselves. How we mechanich ourselves. I'm finding my own potential. I understand that my potential has to be expressed in a certain way. I understand that it's not just about habituation and reinforcement, but it's about something much deeper. He goes on, he says, but the educator, the mechanich, who wants to find the deeper holiness that is hidden within the student, so, but the mechanich who truly wants to discover the spiritual beauty within the student, the mechanich who wants to allow the student to ultimately find their incredible as deep capacity, he, the educator, has to literally bend himself or melt himself to the student who is being educated through him. So I'll say, this is actually, the Lashon over here is so beautiful. He says, you want to understand the difference between chinuch and education? So the difference is that an educator, right, an educator, a teacher, will actually see, well, you know, a professor, what's the job of the professor? What's the job? Convey information, right? That's the job, to convey information, right? That's the obligation, right? I have a set of information, set of facts that I have to convey. I have to convey that, right? The idea is it's the student's responsibility to absorb the information that I am conveying. That's the goal. Says the Rebbe, what's a mechanich? What's a mechanich? Rebbe will say, a mechanich doesn't just have to mean a Rebbe. This could be a teacher. Apparently, okay, I'm not going to keep saying it. What's the job of the mechanich? The job of the mechanich ultimately is to try to discover the kohos, the kedusha, the abilities, the beauty hidden within the student. In order to do that, the mechanich has to bend himself to the student. The mechanich, it's not that the student has to custom tailor him or herself to the Rebbe, to the teacher, but for the real mechanich, that mechanich is custom tailoring their approach to the needs of the child. Because in order to get the kolchos out of the child, the mechanich, the Rebbe, has to know how to get into the soul of that child and bring out that kedusha. The chevon shekein. Therefore, because this is true, lo b'chol ha'na'arim shavehu achinuch, taloi hu b'chol na'ar v'na'ar kefi tivo. Therefore, chinuch is different by every different child. Daito midosav va'osam ala mechanich lahakir, v'lo daito lamechanich imrak es atzmo v'daito levad yakir, ki gam b'mischanich hadavar taloi. Lo b'daito v'koche atzmo bilvad yishamish v'yifal yitzave v'yore rak gam b'das v'koche atalmud yochaz. I'm just going to read a few more lines. Yishamish v'yifal v'lo mash yitzave v'yichanech laze yitzave v'yichanech l'talmud acher. So this is difficult. This is difficult because if this is true, if this is our real definition of chinuch, then by definition what that means is something amazing. That means every single child needs a different kind of chinuch. Now the truth is, as parents, we know this, right? Every single child, each of the children, need a different kind of chinuch. It's just the way that it is. One child is not like the other. And we know any parent who tries to go ahead, you know, what's the pitfall in parenting? Well, there are many, but one of the pitfalls in parenting is when you try to compare your children to one another. Your sister always did so well on her test. Your sister was always so studious, right? Your brother was so much more respectful. Your sister was so much more organized. You know, the moment you do that with kids, it's a terrible pitfall in parenting. Why? Because at the end of the day, each child is a world unto themselves, a world on their own. So, and they don't have the same kohos, and they don't have the same abilities, and even if they come from the same gene pool, they still don't self-actualize in the same way. So there's a different every child on their own. So the Rebbe goes on and he says as follows. He says, therefore, if the mechanech really wants to go ahead and engage in the process of chinuch, so then ultimately he's going to have to go ahead and what? He's going to have to go ahead and understand the nature of his child. Lois umnus. Well, so let's just read one more paragraph, then we'll stop. Lois umnus hachinuch. I'm on page tes, the last paragraph. Lois umnus hachinuch shala pedagogia. Kavanaseno bezalahoros. We're not talking over here about pedagogy, right? That's not. See, I want to be clear. Like I said yesterday, so understand that the Piagetzna, even if you look at this in a straight educational sense, is not disputing the fact that you have to teach information, right? Obviously, chinuch is not all, you know, fluff trying to bring out people's potential and beauty. No, of course, there's information and there's skills and there's knowledge that has to be conveyed. But when he says, when we talk about chinuch, see, we often assume that chinuch refers to pedagogy, right? That chinuch refers to how you convey information, what you should convey, what are the... And he says, we're not talking about pedagogy right now. Kavanosin bozeh lahoros, eich l'shamish b'seichel ha-talmid v'amtsam, eich l'harchiv espinoso, b'yedias pshat ha-Torah. This is so beautiful. We'll say, look at these last two lines on page tes. Ki lo es ha-seichel shel ha-talmid bilvad, anu mechapsim ata. In the process of chinuch, says the Piagetzna, we are not simply looking for the seichel of the Talmud. We're not just worried about the intellect. Rak eskol ha-Talmud. We're trying to educate the whole student. But I have to tell you something amazing. You know, in contemporary educational literature, right, the phrase that you will find most often is whole student. We educate the whole student, which it's a godless. It's true. We educate. I just want to point that. I don't know if he's the first, but apparently in the 1800s, the Piagetzna was already advocating for going and educating the whole student. It's just mamish. I just want to show you. It's the same lesson. Rak es kol ha-talmid. Kol ha-talmid. You have to educate, and again, you have to understand a person in their totality. Es ha-nefesh, ruach, u'neshama, page yud, shela yelet ha-yisraeli, anu mechapsim. We're looking for everything. We want to understand everything about the child. We want to understand, of course, his intellect, but we want to understand his nefesh, his ruach, his neshama. Likashran belokei Yisrael. And we'll say, what's our goal? We want our children to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want our children to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want our children to have a fulfilling life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the chinuch, ultimately, again, that we want to give. It's the chinuch we want for ourselves. It's the chinuch we want for our children. We'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up on page Yuri Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.